And, of course, that was the Nipperhead from Port Hope. You're seeing the National Anthem live for us. Fantastic job. She's on the women's basketball team here in Port Hope. As we are introducing both starters here. First, let's start out with the North Huron Warriors, number 14, Dustin Seaman, number 20, Grant Morowski, 24, Tyler Shramsky, number 42, Dan Schillinger, and number 54, Brandon Kaczynski. North Huron, of course, being coached by Paul Hemke. North Huron with 149 people in their school. John, what do you think of the starting lineup for North Huron?
North Huron, they're starting five seniors, if I'm not mistaken. And, yes, it is, five seniors. And these are kids that have been in this program. They've attended all the practices and everything. They might not all be the starters that normally start for the North Huron Warriors. But I'll tell you what, these kids are there every day, and Coach Paul Ensky is giving a little reward tonight.
Starters for Port Hope Blue Stars. The coach by John Woods, number 11, Stephen Weiss. Number 13, Cody Deer. Number 23, Jesse McNeil. Number 25, Colin Gunn. And number 33, Eric Coglin. Wraps out your Port Hope Blue Stars. Port Hope coming out in their home whites. Blue stripes down the side with stars and stripes. North Huron coming out in their navy blue. White stripes down the side. Gold lettering, white outlines on that. And then Indian Chief on the pants. Should be a good one ahead of us, John.
I think so.
Best of luck to both of us.
Watch the first 3 minutes of the ball game. That's going to dictate the tempo of how the rest of it's going to go. For the Port Hope Blue Stars, no doubt they want to go ahead and start out fast. And what I mean by fast is score early, often, but slow it down. The North Huron Warriors are going to try to go ahead and pick up the pace. And they want to go ahead and just run them off their own home court to begin with and, think of another day.
Of course, the interesting thing, Port Hope has a bench of one. Six dressed tonight has been their normal all year. And we have a re-jump coming up here as number 24, Shramsky, going against Deer. Neither hit the ground, so they re-jump it here. Crowd standing, and it's won by Deer and brought in by Port Hope. Port Hope Blue Stars going to be starting out with the ball left to right across your radio. Number 33, Eric Coglin, gives it up to number 23, Jesse McNeil.
They're attacking a man-to-man, Clark.
Colin Gus over to McNeil in the corner on the baseline, dribbles around, back up to the right wing to Gus. At the free throw line, into the air, dribbles twice, kicks it out to the left wing. 233, Eric Coglin. Coglin directing orders out there, being guarded by North Huron Warriors all over. He goes Ryan Fritz in the lane for the layup, and it's good. Eric Coglin with the first two in the night. Port Hope with their first lead, 2-0. Here comes North Huron over to left wing to Morowski. It was nearly stolen by Port Hope. And back up to the top to Shramsky to reset the offense.
Warriors are attacking a 2-3 zone, but it's a very live zone.
Down to the baseline for the jump shot from 54. Brandon Kaczynski falls short. And rebound Port Hope. Here comes Deer pushing the one-on-three. Goes down to the baseline, back up to left wing to Weiss. Skip pass over to 33. Coglin feeds it into the baseline. Out to Deer for the jump shot along the baseline. This one's no good. Rebound North Huron. Here comes Stephen for the Warriors. Down the right side. Picks up his dribble at the right wing. Back up to the top to Morowski. Morowski being guarded closely by Jesse McNeil. Down the baseline as Seaman goes up for the shot. This one's lofted in there for two. It's 2-2 after Dustin Seaman gets the first 2 points for North Huron. 6.5 to play in the first. We're tied at 2. Over to the right wing, down to the right corner to Deer. Feeds it into McNeil. Excuse me. Coglin goes up for the shot, and this one's good. Coglin with all 4 points before Port Hope gives him a 4-2 lead. Over to the right wing to Morowski for three. Yes! North Huron responds with a three themselves. They take their first lead of the night. It's 5-4 North Huron. Here comes Port Hope. Jesse McNeil over to Deer on the left wing. Down back to McNeil on the baseline, going against two. Kicks it into the lane for the shot from 25. Colin Gus goes short off the mark. Rebound North Huron. Here's Seaman on the right wing. Feeds it into Kaczynski. Big man goes to work inside the paint, goes up for the jump shot. This one's no good. Rebound, Port Hope, Colin Gus. Coglin. Over to McNeil on the baseline, back out to 25. Colin Gus, he hits the long two from the right wing, And now it's 6-5 Fort Hope. Callan Gus with two. Eric Coughlin with four for Fort Hope. Dustin Steen with two. And Morosky with three for North Huron. As it gets knocked out of bounds on the North Huron baseline. Last touch by a white jersey, so the Warriors will hit it underneath their own hoop.
You know, for a rivalry game, you're going to find that a lot of non-fouls tonight.
No fouls called yesterday. They feed it into Seaman on the right wing, who dribbles down to the right corner, back up to Morosky in the right wing. That's a sweet spot. Hit one already. Now over to the left wing. Feeds it into the post to number 42 for the turnaround jump shot. No good. That'd be Dan Schillinger. Here comes Fort Hope. McNeil working his way down to the baseline into the right corner. Out to Gus. Over to Deere in the left post. And then he hits the jump shot. Fort Hope 8, North Huron 5, 4:48 left in the first quarter. A close one so far. Steeman dribbles into the paint, moves the dribble, nearly a double dribble, and stolen away by Eric Coughlin of Fort Hope. Feeds it up to Jesse McNeil. Top of the key over to Deer on the left wing. He's a shooting guard working off the ball. They feed it down to 33. Coughlin in the left block, and he goes up to the left inside, spins around, and it's good. It's 10 points for Fort Hope, 5 for North Huron. Borowski for 3 from the right wing. This one's up, and this one's good. Borowski 2 for 2 on the night from behind the arc with 6 points. Brings North Huron back within 2. It's 10-8 Fort Hope. 4:10 remains in the first quarter in the little town with a big welcome. Now to Gus on the right wing. Back to Coughlin for the free throw jump shot. This one's up. A little less arc. Still loose. Rebound by North Huron. Borowski. Here comes the Warriors. Seaman right into the lane, goes up to the layup. It's now 10-10. Dustin Seaman with 4 points for North Huron. The other 6 come from Brad Morosky. 3:45 left in the first. Fort Hope 10, North Huron 10. Here at the post extended, and now the season to Coughlin. They say he traveled with it. Shoveled the feet a few too many times, and now it's a turnover into North Huron's hands. That's nearly the first mistake on Fort Hope all night.
It is. Both teams, for that matter, same.
Over to number 24, Schramsky, down to Kaczynski for the baseline jump shot. This one's good. The big man hits the two. It's North Huron 12, Fort Hope 10. 3:20 left in the first. As McNeil dribbles into the base, into the paint, takes the jump shot, and this one's no good. And we're going to have a whole line change here for North Huron.
This is a hockey change right now.
All 5.
We're going to leave one defenseman out there.
Number 12, Mike Strzeski. Number 30, Jan Tatton. Number 32, Justin Hatch. 34, Nick Plega. Number 30, sent him already. And number 44, Brandon Moore. These are the typical starters for North Huron. Brandon Moore drives right down into the free throw line, tries to beat down to the post. And it's stolen away by Fort Hope. And then we have a push call by North Huron. Excuse me, the first foul tonight. Foul goes against number 12, yes indeed, Mike Strzeski of North Huron, his first, team's first. Substitution for Fort Hope. They cleared the bench. Robert Schulte's in for Fort Hope. And he has it on the left wing. 2:55 left. Fort Hope trails by 2, 10-12 to North Huron. McNeil inside the paint, dribbles back out of the free throw line. Schulte has it, dribbles one over to the right wing to Gus. Trying to feed it into Coughlin, nothing there. Over to 23. Jesse McNeil dribbling, still back out to Schulte, resets the offense to Gus, top of the key. Dribbles right down to the right block, kicks it back out to McNeil. He dribbles into the paint, loses it, it's on the floor. And now we have a jump ball. Head coach John Woods wanted a timeout, did not have it in time. And possession arrow in favor of North Huron. 2:27 left in the first. North Huron 12, Fort Hope 10. Fort Hope coming out from the 2-3 zone. Deer and McNeil at the top has defeated up to Hatch. Now over to the left wing. That'd be Moore. Over to Hatch on the right wing. He dribbles once back up to Moore to reset the offense. 2:10 left. Moore from the free throw line over to Hatch for a long two. This one's no good. Rebound by Deer. Here comes Fort Hope. It's a 1-on-2, and it's stolen right away. Deer did not see the man coming, and Brandon Moore stripped it right out. More defense from number 44.
He just needs to be more, that's all.
Now we're to number 30, John Patton. As Mr. John Moody